This session, the Florida legislature provided the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, or TBARTA, $2 million. But Governor Charlie Crist could still veto that funding, like he did to the $1 million in startup funds the legislature attempted to give TBARTA last year. Pinellas County Commissioner Ronnie Duncan serves as the vice chair of the TBARTA board. Duncan said that TBARTA needs the one-time funding from the legislature to secure private and government transit money and to finally hire a staff person who can coordinate the transit master plan.
Some of this money will be used to assist us in getting all the required materials together and the required studies together in order to get that funding. Another piece of this funding that will, again, be used over 3 or 4 years will be for the engagement of an executive director for the organization.
Last year, Crist vetoed startup funding for TBARTA, so the organization depended on the state's Department of Transportation, or FDOT, for technical assistance in moving toward a regional master plan. Because it had no funding, TBARTA could not hire lawyers until they were given $50,000 by the private sector and $10,000 each by the 5 local transit planning organizations in the region. WMNF asked Stuart Rogel, who is president and CEO of the Tampa Bay Partnership, what would happen if TBARTA doesn't receive funding this year.
I'm not sure. I don't know how they as an authority can function properly. I'm sure they will continue on, but there's no dollars. There's nothing that's been provided. The local communities at this point have gone as far as they can. The private sector's gone as far as they can to provide funding. It's really now we're asking for an appropriation to match what we've already provided. The authority members, if they didn't provide funding, would have to determine how they would be able to pay for the necessities that authorities would have to operate.
Governor Charlie Crist is from St. Petersburg, and he appointed the TBARTA chair, Shelton Quarles, so Crist might have some stake in maintaining financial support for TBARTA. But Ronnie Duncan said that there are no guarantees that Crist won't veto the funding.
Last year, he was at the same point, had the same stake, and decided to veto the funding last year. I think that, as I understand it in talking with him, he was concerned about, because of the way the appropriation was made, that at the last minute there were other regional transportation authorities around the state coming out and wanting money too, and quite frankly, it was opening a can of worms. And so that I can appreciate and understand, although we needed the money last year, I can appreciate and understand his need to do what he did last year. I think the governor, I mean, he's looked me in the face and said that this is the right thing to do for this community and this region. I think he is very supportive of it.
Duncan said that TBARTA hopes to complete the Regional Transit Master Plan by the end of the year. It will likely include multiple modes of transportation, such as commuter rail, light rail, bus rapid transit, bus routes, and high-occupancy vehicle lanes. Steve Polzine is Director of Mobility Policy at USF's Center for Urban Transportation Research and said that the Tampa Bay region might not yet be ready for rail until more people start to use the bus system.
There is sometimes a temptation to, you know, think of there's some magic bullet, silver bullet or magic solution in building rail, and it can sometimes distract people from really focusing on, you know, meeting the public's needs with good transit service. And bus service has to remain the backbone, even if you do have rail at some point in time. So I've always felt that it's really important for us to, you know, build some markets and do a much better job with our existing bus service as a prerequisite.
But Tampa Bay Partnership Stuart Rogel said that rail and buses could be developed together because the Tampa Bay area needs both a good, robust bus system and a key regional transit system that connects areas.
The Regional Transportation Authority, as we understand it, is designed to build the backbone, the spine, the connection points that connect the major activity centers, downtown to the university, downtown to downtown, downtown to the airport, and so forth. And then you need bus systems that feed into that major spine. The spine moves, has the capacity to move a large volume of people a long distance, but once you get off the train, you've got to be able to get to your destination, and that's where the buses come into play.
But, Rogel said, it's not enough to just want better transportation options. People need to decide that they will fund transit.
The local communities of the Tampa Bay region that benefit from transit are going to have to figure out a way to pay for portions of this system. So, yeah, whether there's a tax referendum or how that mechanism actually works, I know that it'll come to the public for consideration. So, yes, that's what's happened in most, if not all, the communities that have had transit.
The Center for Urban Transportation Research's Paul Zien agrees that there needs to be a local commitment to funding transit. He pointed out that among areas its size, the Tampa Bay region spends less than most others on transportation. Paul Zien said he has not taken a position on whether Chris should veto the TBARTA funding or not.
It's a little bit of an anomaly in terms of, you know, why should the state be supporting this regional planning agency and not all the others? And so there's a whole bunch of equity and other issues that come into play in making that decision. But ultimately, this region needs to step up, and the money's got to come out of this region to a certain extent. Obviously, we want to take advantage of state and federal dollars, but to date, we as individual communities and taxpayers haven't been willing to dig in our own pockets. And if that's the case, then it might not be prudent for somebody else to give us money to seduce us into things. We need to be willing to invest in them ourselves. At some point, the community needs to step up and decide that they want something bad enough to pay for it.
Tampa Bay Partnership's Stuart Rogel said that his group and TBARTA will meet with Chris' staff on Monday to lobby for the TBARTA funding, and he encourages others to contact the governor as well.
If anybody who believes that transit is important to building the quality of life of our community, now would be the time to express your support to the governor and the governor's staff.
TBARTA will hold a workshop next Friday on how land use and transit are related. To learn more, visit tbarta.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.